for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 11th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour.
This is a very sad day for my team and everyone here.
That is Dee Byrne, president of Palisades Tahoe, addressing the media. The Placer County Sheriff has released the name of the person killed in yesterday's avalanche at Palisades Tahoe, and he's from the North Bay. 66-year-old Kenneth Kidd, a resident of both Point Reyes and Truckee, was killed when the avalanche hit about 9:30 in the morning near the KT-22 chairlift. Another person sustained a leg injury. As of this morning, there are no reports of missing individuals. The debris field was 10 feet deep and stretched an estimated 150 feet across and 450 feet from top to bottom. Due to heavy overnight snow and the cleanup required, both Palisades Tahoe and Alpine Meadows will delay their opening today. KT-22 will remain closed. Sonoma State University has decided to join the statewide CSU system strike starting on January 22nd, the first day that students are supposed to be back in class. Negotiators for the California Faculty Association broke off talks with the chancellor's negotiating team on Tuesday. An SSU spokesperson tells the Press Democrat that the campus will be open and operational with no classes planned to be canceled at this time during the five-day strike. Governor Newsom is announcing a $291 billion state spending plan with an estimated $38 billion deficit. That's a significantly lower budget deficit than the Legislative Analyst Office predicted in December. It figured the state would be $68 billion in the hole. And your forecast, cold early with a frost advisory, then sunny and cool with low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, more low 30s. Look for partly cloudy skies tomorrow with low 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Listen up, Sonoma County. There's a new sheriff in town. And cockroaches, ants, mice, termites, it don't matter to him. He's here to run them all straight out of town. Geoco Pest Control is here, Sonoma County, and they're laying down the law. When you call Geoco Pest Control, those no-good varmints and pesky insects are as good as dead. The posse at Geoco are the best in the biz, fully licensed and insured, and ready to track down any pest problems you can shoot at them. I just look at their reviews. Nothing but happy campers. Commercial or residential, if you're having a pest problem and you don't call Geoco Pest Control, well, you might just be plumb crazy. Call today, 707-658-1282, or check them out on the old interwebs. Now get along, little doggie.
Geoco Pest Control, locally owned and family operated, a division of Joe Bikini Construction, online at giocopestcontrol.com.
Say goodbye to those winter blues with Twin Pine Casino and Hotel's $100,000 Freeze Your Bills cash giveaway. Join us every Saturday in January and February from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the chance to win a share of $40,000 in cold, hard cash. Plus, things are heating up with five hot seat winners every half hour from 10 p.m. to midnight. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience, celebrating 30 years. Must be 21 to play. Please gamble responsibly.
This is Larry Flint, owner of The Floor Store. The response to our year-end clearance has been so great that we're extending the sale for another week. You now have until January 16th. Get up to 50% off store-wide, interest-free financing for 18 months, and no sales tax at all. So get the floor of your dreams today and pay no interest until 2025. Is it too late to say Happy New Year? Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
2.7 The Wolf.
A little after 7 o'clock, it's Rick Michaels. Time to kick off another hour of America's Greatest Hits. Good stuff coming up from Katrina and the Waves in just a couple moments. Also got Phil Collins on the way. Scandal with Patti Smyth. Also Billy Joel, Prince, Eddie Money, some Steve Winwood in there, as well as the Eagles. And we're going to rewind the year 1974. This hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy,
Yeah. kissed the first time, the last time we ever met.
Time to get another check of the roadways. We always give you traffic at the 15s and 45s from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
It's mighty crowded coming out of Petaluma. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Wendy's. Southbound 101 stacking up at Castania now as you make your way over the creek and to the north end of Olin Polly Park. Once you make it into the Narrows, it's a pretty decent ride through the rest of Marin. But as of now, it is a 37-minute ride to Central San Rafael, Petaluma to the Golden Gate, 50 minutes. Northbound 101 still rolling well up and over the grade and into and through downtown Santa Rosa. Wendy's Breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles lets you choose your perfect duo from your fave four, like a sausage or egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, or medium hot coffee. Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary, not valid in a combo single item at regular price. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Feeding on your hungry eyes. I bet you're not so civilized. Rewinds 1974.
Postal rates go up from 8 cents to 10 cents for a first-class letter. Adults are flocking to see Deep Throat, one of the most famous porno films of all time. In Sonoma County, the Press Democrat reports gasoline is selling for as high as 59 cents a gallon. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1974.
Shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes. When I wore a younger man's clothes, la 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 la, la 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 la. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us. John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing. But it's better than drinking alone. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song. A Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar.
The news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 11th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The two GOP candidates battling for second place in the Republican presidential primary, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, had a chance last night to show their party they were the best alternative to frontrunner Donald Trump. But the moment was stolen when Chris Christie dropped out of the race and then was caught on a mic offstage saying she's going to get smoked about Haley. And as for DeSantis, he's petrified. However, both candidates continually attacked Donald Trump. A 13-year-old Santa Rosa girl remains missing this morning after she was last seen leaving the Headwaters Academy in Petaluma yesterday about 12:30. Kazmira Azpod is 5 feet tall and weighs about 100 pounds with brown hair and hazel eyes. She was last seen wearing a red jacket, black hoodie, black sweats, and white Converse shoes. Anyone with information about her whereabouts should contact the Petaluma police. Napa County announced its plan to meet long-term housing needs by building 3,844 new housing units across the county by 2031. That's more than twice the number built between 2015 and 2023. 70% of the units will be built in the city of Napa, with American Canyon having the next largest number of new houses. In sports, joining six other coaches looking for a job, Pete Carroll is now out as coach at the Seattle Seahawks. He was let go late yesterday. And Nick Saban is retiring as coach at Alabama with seven national titles. Your forecast, we've got clear and cold conditions early, a frost advisory till 10, then sunny with low 50s, partly cloudy and cool tonight with more low 30s, partly cloudy on Friday with low 50s.